Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2020. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by Intego Security. Learn more at the link in the show notes below. A new report this week from the China Times says that Apple is planning to unveil a new 23-inch iMac later this year, alongside a new 11-inch iPad Air. This isn't the first time we've heard of a new 11-inch iPad. Just yesterday, we reported on an anonymous user on Twitter who indicated that Apple is developing a new 11-inch iPad Air with underscreen Touch ID. The China Times report unfortunately doesn't offer much more information on the rumored 11-inch iPad. The report simply says that this year's, quote, low-cost iPad Air will feature an increased screen size of almost 11 inches, with mass production scheduled for Q3. Apple currently offers the 10.2-inch iPad for $329 and the 10.5-inch iPad Air for $499. Bringing in-screen Touch ID to the entry-level 10.2-inch iPad seems unlikely, as the low price point is the main driving factor behind its sales. In fact, the report even points out that iPad sales are on the rise due to new at-home learning guidelines prompted by COVID-19. Furthermore, the report also says that Apple is developing a new 23-inch iMac that could be released in Q4 of this year, with mass production beginning in the third quarter. Apple last updated the iMac in March of 2019, bringing new 9th-generation Intel processors. But the iMac has not seen a physical redesign in many years, and other reports from sources such as Bloomberg have said to expect a redesigned model sometime in 2020. One possibility would be that the 23-inch iMac is the same physical size as the existing 21.5-inch model, but with reduced bezel sizes. This would be a logical change, and it would offer more screen real estate in the same physical footprint. And perhaps even this would mean the 27-inch iMac could become 30 inches with a redesign. Finally, the report also says that Apple's planned transition to mini LED products has been delayed due to supply chain disruptions caused by COVID-19. According to the report, Apple had intended to bring mini LED to the iPad Pro and the MacBook Pro this year, but those plans have been shifted to 2021 because of those delays. In other news, the first iPhone SE orders are set to arrive to customers this Friday, and now embargoed reviews from publications have dropped. The new entry-level iPhone is getting overwhelmingly positive reviews, with reviewers praising the value that you get thanks to the $399 starting price. The Verge calls the iPhone SE everything you need and gives it top marks for the battery life, camera, and long-term software support from Apple. The review concludes that it will make customers consider what real value a $1,000 smartphone actually delivers. Engadget's review calls the iPhone SE the best budget smartphone out there thanks to its A13 Bionic processor and a surprisingly good camera. But this review does point out that battery life is just okay and that there's no support for night mode with the camera. TechCrunch says that the design of the iPhone SE, even though it's been around for many years, still feels modern and capable. The review also points out that it's important to note that the return to Touch ID comes at an important time for society as well. The consensus across the board is that the iPhone SE is an incredible value, and for those who don't want the latest and greatest iPhone X style design, it could be the perfect smartphone. We've got a full review roundup, including written reviews and videos, at the link in the show notes below. We're sponsored this week by Intego. We've teamed up with the company to offer 9 to 5 Mac readers an exclusive 50% off the Intego Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. Intego has been keeping Macs safe since 1997, so it's no surprise that they're one of the leaders in Mac security. Included in the X9 bundle are two crucial tools that you need to keep your Mac safe, secure, and protected from internet threats. The bundle includes Virus Barrier, the world's number one Mac antivirus, which blocks all varieties of adware, spyware, and malware from infecting your Mac. And also NetBarrier, a two-way firewall that not only prevents incoming attacks on your network, it also can alert you when apps on your Mac try to phone home and potentially violate your privacy. Head to the link in the show notes to get 9 to 5 Mac's Deal of the Month with 50% off Intego's Mac Internet Security X9 bundle. My thanks to Intego for their support of 9to5Mac Daily. Finally, reliable Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo is out with a new investor note detailing the ongoing development of Apple's 2020 iPhone 12 models, as well as some early sales data for the iPhone SE. Kuo explains that the first weekend of iPhone SE pre-orders likely exceeded expectations, but that the market didn't necessarily have high expectations going into the release. The analyst expects shipments of between 12 and 14 million units for the iPhone SE during the second quarter, followed by 10 million units in the third quarter. So what does this mean for the rest of Apple's iPhone lineup? Kuo says that the biggest implication of better-than-expected iPhone SE pre-orders is a consumption downgrade. That is, amid consumer uncertainty caused by COVID-19, consumers are more likely to choose lower-priced smartphones or stop buying smartphones altogether. So while the iPhone SE sees better-than-expected pre-orders, the iPhone 11 and iPhone 11 Pro could suffer. And taking that into account, Kuo is also cutting his 2020 Q2 iPhone shipment estimate by 30% due to, quote, negative impacts from COVID-19. As for the iPhone 12, Kuo explains that Apple started the online qualification process for this year's devices remotely and has delegated more responsibility to local employees. Because of these changes, Apple is apparently 1 month behind in engineering verification tests for the new iPhone 12. The iPhone 12 lineup is expected to include 4 new models, and Kuo was predicting a staggered schedule for mass production this fall. He predicts that the rumored 6.1-inch and 5.4-inch iPhone 12 models will enter mass production in September. But the 6.7-inch iPhone 12 has the most complicated design and isn't expected to enter mass production until October. This could mean that Apple announces all 4 iPhone 12 models at once, but the release dates are staggered. Apple has done this before, such as with the releases of the iPhone X and the iPhone XR. Finally, Kuo says that a larger screened version of the iPhone SE, which we've seen evidence of in iOS 14, has likely been delayed until the second half of 2021. The analyst had originally predicted that this model would launch during the first half of next year, but he now believes that Apple's timeline has changed. So this means that if you're waiting for a 5.5-inch version of the new iPhone SE, you'll likely be waiting until the second half of 2021 at the earliest. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can read all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.